540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A barge crashed into a bridge in Texas Wednesday morning. It happened after a tugboat pushing two barges lost control. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
They're advising that there's fuel oil leaking into the water.
From the air, the damage is clear. A barge that broke loose while being towed slammed into the bridge linking Pelican Island to Galveston, Texas around 10 this morning. The collision brought down a portion of elevated train tracks and left a trail of spilled oil in the water. The collision temporarily halted traffic on the only route off Pelican Island.
One person on the barge was thrown into the water but was quickly rescued. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to two campaign debates, the first one next month, hosted by CNN. CBS's Robert Costa explains why Trump campaign officials view the debates as a good idea.
They want to contrast with Trump's own activities on the legal front. He's confronting this criminal trial right now here in New York. And that's not exactly the picture they want to paint for the country about what a Trump presidency would mean. And so a debate gives him an opportunity to go not only attack President Biden's policies in his term in office, but to try to say that a Trump term would be more than chaos and legal challenges.
The Supreme Court has ruled Louisiana will hold this year's election using a House map that includes a second, mostly black district. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on what it means.
By and large, this is seen as a victory for the Democrats in this upcoming election, because Louisiana now will have two districts that have a majority of black voters. But this has been a very controversial case going up to the Supreme Court, and I don't think that the court's order today is the end of the discussion.
The decision puts a lower court ruling on hold. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fica, is expected to survive an assassination attempt. He was shot multiple times after a political event Wednesday. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has more.
The shooter's motive is unclear. The Prime Minister has been a divisive figure in the Eastern European country of around 5.4 million people. The populist leader of a NATO ally whose pro-Russian, pro-Putin stance brought him to power for a third time. He has stood firm against sending more weapons to Ukraine.
A suspect is in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on a two-day state visit to China. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, it has become more dependent on trading with China. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates if anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, increasing clouds, and by sunrise, upper 40s, a light east wind. On Thursday, we'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Southeast winds, partly sunny skies, and highs in the mid-60s. Showers continue into Thursday night. It's 50 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A lot to talk about here. Is the fix in with the Trump trial? There are a number of people wondering. You know, the defense yesterday, very few objections. They just kind of, you know, they seem to be just like, yeah, we're good. Not a problem. And some folks are wondering, yeah, I mean, they're keeping a close eye on the jury, right? And you can tell a lot, actually, by watching members of a jury as things happen. You can, you know, involuntary expressions on people's faces. You know, when Michael Cohen scores a point against Trump, some people smile and some people frown, right? That it just, I mean, it could be as simple as that. But, or it could be something far more complex. I mean, has Donald Trump learned? Have his attorneys learned? And have these members of Congress who are showing up to support him learned that at least one member of the jury has already informed them, essentially, or it's at least clear to them that at least one member of the jury is going to hang the jury, is on their side? Because, you know, members of Congress were not showing up until 2 days ago. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, this is the hottest, you know, ticket in town, and Tommy Tuberville and Mike Johnson and J.D. Vance. And, you know, let's say next, you know, Thursday, tomorrow, it'll probably be, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is that because they believe that they know that Donald Trump is going to be, if not acquitted, at least the jury will be hung, and then therefore this trial will not, you know, be repeated before the election? Is that what's going on? Inquiring minds want to know. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of speculation about this, though, on social media. Thought I'd share it with you. Speaking of J.D. Vance and Mike Johnson and Doug Burgum and all these guys who showed up yesterday, and they're all wearing blue suits with red ties, although Trump wasn't wearing a red tie yesterday. I mean, it was like a fan club. It was like a cult. You know, it's, yes, let's all dress like the guru, right? But New York Magazine's Andrew Rice, well, let me back up a little bit. There is this gag order that says that Trump may not make public statements and may not induce others to make public statements that attack the jury, the witnesses, or any member of the court except for the judge and any family member of anybody, including the judge's daughter, who works for an organization that raises money for Democrats. And yet that's exactly what every single one of these people did. J.D. Vance goes out, Mike Johnson goes out, Tommy Tuberville goes out, and then Tuberville goes on Fox News last night and says, yeah, I did that to break the gag order. Well, that's a crime. If Donald Trump had anything to do with that, that's a crime. And this is where it gets wild. New York Magazine's Andrew Rice. Now, this is a guy who's a real reporter. He's not just going to throw some BS out there to get in the news or get a headline or something just, you know, because, hey, his 15 minutes of fame. This guy is a real reporter. He reports for New York Magazine, and he got a seat, and he was sitting right behind Trump. Front row seat. And he could look over Trump's shoulder and read what Trump was writing. And what Trump was doing was, quote, rewriting and editing lines that would be spoken by the handful of notable guests who made the pilgrimage to the court. This is his quote. This is what he said on MSNBC last night on Alex Wagner's program. He said, I could actually look over Trump's shoulder and see what he was reading. And he's reading the quotes that these individuals and going through and making notations with a pen on the paper. While testimony was going on, while Michael Cohen was testifying against him, he was actually going through and annotating and editing the quotes that these people were giving. That's a crime. That's a major crime. Yeah, that's conspiracy to violate a court order, a gag order. That goes beyond just criminal contempt. And and then they went out and did it. You know, Burgum goes out and says, this is election interference. It's a scam trial. And Mike Johnson, says, Judge Juan Merchan's daughter is making millions of dollars doing online fundraising for Democrats. No, she's not making millions. She's maybe raising millions of dollars, but she's not making it. But, you know, hey, Mike Johnson, lies, they kind of go together a lot. J.D. Vance, he's taking pot shots at Cohen. You're not supposed to attack a witness. He says, does anybody, any reasonable, sensible person believe anything that Michael Cohen says? Tommy Tuberville, oh, Cohen's testimony is an acting scene. He's a serial liar. So, number one, are these guys willing to commit this crime because they believe that a juror is in the bag? And number two, will the judge learn about this? Will this reporter for New York Magazine be called into court to testify? I mean, you know, how is this going to, well, anyway, we'll see. The other question is, you know, in the absence of a defense, so far there hasn't been one, basically. I mean, so far, basically, it seems like Trump's defense is to say, this is what his lawyers would say. He never slept with Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal. It's all a lie. Michael Cohen paid her the $130,000 out of the goodness of his heart, just because he's a good man and he loved Donald Trump. And so he went and he got a second mortgage on his home, and he gave that money to Stormy Daniels. And when he was illegally reimbursed, it wasn't actually a reimbursement. That was a payment for services rendered. He was Trump's lawyer. Of course he's going to get a $35,000 a month check. I don't think the jury's going to buy that. I mean, people don't just take out personal loans to help out their boss. And they don't do so in a frantic hurry like Michael Cohen did. I mean, and somebody like Michael Cohen, he doesn't do anything like that without thinking that he's going to get paid. And Trump, I mean, the idea that Trump just said, you know, oh, yeah, sure, I'll sign all these checks. I have no idea why. That doesn't make any sense either. So if none of that makes any sense as a defense strategy, and by the way, that's been the defense's strategy up to this point, or the defense's claim, what is their strategy going to be? Well, I think that what they're going to say, and you know, I suspect we will hear this on Friday. You know, tomorrow is going to be the final cross-examination and redirect examination of Michael Cohen, and then in all probability Friday will be closing arguments. Although we'll see. I mean, the Trump team could put on a defense. They could call witnesses, and that might, you know, push the trial into next week. So, you know, nobody knows right now. But it appears that what they want to say is there's no crime here. It is not illegal to pay off somebody you had an affair with or somebody you're alleged to have had an affair with. That's not a crime, which is true. It's not a crime. That Trump was doing this to protect his wife. It had nothing to do with the election, and therefore it's not election interference. And, you know, all they have to have is one member of the jury saying, you know, I would have done that to protect my wife if I had an affair. So that's a possibility. And in fact, they've kind of argued this during the cross-examination of Michael Cohen. And then the other one is the other way that I think they're going to spin this, the defense, is they're going to say Alan Weisselberg did this. To the extent that there's a crime here, the guy who committed this crime is in Rikers right now for this crime or for things associated with this crime. Alan Weisselberg is the criminal here, not us, not Donald Trump. And, so you all should just go home. I mean, Trump didn't tell McConaughey to write the checks. Weisselberg did, right? So we'll see. But that's what I'm expecting to see, and that's how I'm expecting to see it play out. By the way, when Donald Trump was asked about his surrogates showing up in court, he said, and I quote, "I do have a lot of surrogates, and they're speaking very beautifully. They came from all over, and they think this is the biggest scam they've ever seen." But this is from the judge's gag order. Directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses or any juror in this criminal proceeding is a violation of this gag order. So we'll see where this plays out and how this plays out. The other thing I wanted to discuss with you is this debate. I'll lay out, exactly the scenario that Joe Biden has said and that Trump apparently has agreed to. I suspect there's many more shoes to drop, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A new study includes a village in the Waukesha area as one of the best places to retire in the country. BankingRates.com surveyed residents and officials all across the U.S. targeting towns with populations between 1,000 and 10,000. The village of Waukesha, just outside the city limits, has a population close to 8,500. The survey asked about income and quality of life with an eye on crime rates, and the village received high scores across the board, including the cost of living for retirees, an average of $3,500 a month. The village of Waukesha made the top 40, the only Wisconsin location on this specific list. Officials claim its semi-rural environment, the necessary services, and a low and affordable tax rate drawing people to the area. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close your books. Hey, if that's you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. So right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. 22 minutes past the hour. A couple of other stories. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington Crew has told The Guardian that they are investigating that dinner at Trump's club where more than 20 oil and gas company executives, where Trump said, give me $1 billion and I'll get rid of the regulations on oil and gas. This is, you know, a naked attempt at soliciting a bribe. Sheldon Whitehouse says House Democrats have sent letters to the oil executives asking for their company, you know, information about their company's participation. Sheldon Whitehouse, the Rhode Island Democratic senator who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, which has subpoena powers, is also considering an investigation. This would be a good one, I think. With regard to the debate, Donald Trump, this is what Joe Biden said this morning. He said, Donald Trump has lost 2 debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hasn't showed up for a debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. The Biden is saying, though, that, you know, in the last debates, I mean, he's not saying this out loud, but in the last debates that Biden and Trump had, Trump constantly interrupted Biden, trying to throw him off his train of thought and trying to, you know, just mess with his brain. And so what Biden is saying is, and also playing to his audience, right, playing to the crowd. And so what Biden is saying is, let's do this debate like the Nixon-Kennedy debate. There was no audience. And so it's just you and me. And the microphones are turned off when it's not your turn to speak. So your efforts to interrupt the other person won't work. CNN has pitched, and it's been accepted apparently, that they will do the first of these things on June 27th, excuse me. I'm doing this from memory. Pretty sure, and September 10th are the two dates that they've come up with. I'm kind of ambivalent about it. I made the old joke earlier that you know, this is sort of like wrestling with a pig. You know, the pig enjoys it and you end up covered in mud. That said, Donald Trump is kind of progressively losing it, number one. Number two, he really doesn't have anything to defend. He has no legislative record. He built a little bit of wall, but he did that by taking money from GI Housing. He's got really a pretty terrible record. Right now, what I find fascinating, and Mark Pocan was talking about this earlier in the program, about this polling that he's seen, and that is that I've seen social media posts, and I'm guessing they're coming out of Russia, but they might be coming out of the RNC, saying things like, you know, Donald Trump's infrastructure legislation is doing really well. We're getting a lot of repair work done on our freeways. And Donald Trump's legislation to raise wages is doing, you know, I mean, basically taking anything that Joe Biden has done and giving the credit for that to Donald Trump. And, you know, this is just the big lie strategy. This is what Hitler laid out, you know, just and FDR famously quoted. You know, just tell a lie that's so big that people believe, you know, hey, he wouldn't make that up. Come on, that's just too outrageous. So I'm kind of torn because you know that Trump is going to lie in the debate. And they're still working out the ground rules. And I'm guessing that one of Trump's ground rules will be that you can't fact check the people making the statements. We'll have to wait and see, you know, how this plays out. But I'm a little nervous on the one hand. And on the other hand, I think this might be a really good thing for Joe Biden. You know, everybody for a while there, the New York Times was driving this hysteria for about a month about his age and whether he's getting, you know, feeble and demented and stuff like that. And it turns out that was the owner of the New York Times is pissed off that Joe Biden hasn't done a one-on-one personal interview with him like Donald Trump did. And so he was punishing Biden by having the New York Times constantly report that he's old and losing it. But what we've seen over the last few weeks as Joe Biden has gotten out on the campaign trail and he's giving speeches, he's doing rallies, is that Joe Biden is not feeble. Yeah, he's old, but he's the peppiest 80-year-old I've ever seen. And he's completely with it. And Donald Trump seems to be, you know, his aphasia is getting worse, where he just kind of mumbles things that don't make any sense. And his, you know, I don't think he can fall back on lies anymore. So what do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking of the truth, the RNC would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your call.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. There will be two campaign debates between the presidential candidates. Nancy Cordes on why the campaigns picked June 27th for the first one.
They say that they felt that late June might be a good time because it will be after former President Trump's criminal trial has ended and after President Biden gets back from the G7 summit in Italy.
The Supreme Court has ruled this year's elections in Louisiana will have an additional mostly black congressional district. Loyola Law School Professor Lori Levinson.
As it is set forth now, many people see this as a victory for Democrats, who will be able to likely pick up another seat in Louisiana.
Slovakia's prime minister was shot several times in an assassination attempt. Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba spoke to the BBC.
Fortunately, as far as I know, the operation went well, and I guess that at the end, he will survive.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and has solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When a show becomes a hit, it's easier to get big stars to sign on. Such is the case with Only Murders in the Building, which is about to launch Season 4. Entertainment Weekly reports that a new trailer was released on Tuesday, which showcases all the new faces, which include Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis, Eva Longoria, Meryl Streep, and Molly Shannon. How's that for star power? It also doesn't hurt that people want to work with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short. And Selena Gomez isn't too shabby either. Only Murders drops on Hulu August 27th. Are you ready for more Terminator? The franchise's latest installment is an episodic animated series set in Tokyo in 1997. Entertainment Weekly reports the show will have more of an emphasis on the horror genre from the first two feature films. Head writer Mattson Tomlin says the series will have all original characters and will take place just before Judgment Day. Episodes for the show will drop August 29th at 3 a.m. You can have the entire season completed by lunchtime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Said the overnight increasing clouds and by sunrise, upper 40s, a light east wind. On Thursday, we'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Southeast winds, partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. Showers continue into Thursday night. It's 50 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good catches up with a key lawmaker from the Fox Valley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
That your dog will find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Paul in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, consider this. According to the courtroom testimony by Stormy Daniels and Trump's hush money election fraud case, one of the last things he said before he porked her in that hotel room was, you remind me of my daughter. But, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm starting to feel sorry for Trump. I mean, really, how about we start to put ourselves in Donald's shoes for a change? Don't you know that being prosecuted for paying off a phalanx of promiscuous sluts and falsifying your business records so you can cover it up and con the election commission and evade the law is the, well, according to Donald, it's just like being persecuted by the Nazis.
Yeah, although I would not characterize the women that he was sleeping with that way, but I find the term offensive, frankly, but I get what you're saying.
But if the Biden Gestapo is successful, they've even threatened to confiscate his gold-plated toilet at Trump Tower and sell it at a federal auction. I mean, this is just so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it really makes me want to barf.
Yeah, I God forbid I should ever inherit $1 billion, and yeah, I get it. Paul, thank you. A nice shade there. Kirk in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Kirk, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I would like to offer a response to the question you asked yesterday about what are we going to wish we saw coming?
Yeah, yeah.
You probably remember this. A few months ago, Donald Trump said, I guarantee you there's going to be a terrorist attack in America before the election. So maybe it's that simple.
Yeah.
Because if something
happens,
people
go conservative. They want a strong man when they're afraid.
Yes, if he could make the Biden administration look like it can't keep us safe, or if there was violence around polling places, millions of people might stay home. And maybe it's that simple. Maybe he is aware. Why would he say that? That is such a strange thing to say. It's one of the most appalling things a presidential candidate has ever said. And he has a habit of projecting what he's planning on doing.
Yeah, or just confessing, essentially. When and under what circumstances did he say that? I was unaware of this.
I am afraid I can't tell you. I'm surprised how few people commented on it. It just disappeared into the news cycle.
Interesting. Okay, we'll have to look that one up. Kirk, thank you. That makes a lot of sense. That makes an awful lot of sense, sadly. Thank you very much. Lisa in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I kind of came in at the end of your opening, your intro, and I was so glad to hear you use the C word, the cult word, because I really feel like our mainstream media needs a cult education. Once you understand how cults and cult leaders operate, you can predict with pretty good accuracy what Trump is going to do. And what he's been doing with his little friends there in front of the courthouse is what we call in the cultiverse the flying monkeys. He's deploying flying monkeys from the Wizard of Oz, getting them to do what he needs them to do. And Tuberville and J.D. Vance and all of them are signaling to Trump their loyalty. Flying monkeys always need to signal to the cult leader how far they will go.
Give me an example from
same thing.
Give me an example from a cult that we're familiar with.
Scientology, Tom Cruise going out there defending the church, same as John Travolta. They deploy their flying monkeys to go out there and defend the cult or the cult leader. Right. Any narcissist will do that. If you're in a narcissistic relationship, you might start hearing from the narcissist family members defending him or her.
Right.
That's just how they operate. And I really wish that our mainstream media would, I don't know, get a seminar, talk to someone like Dr. Stephen Hassan or Chris Shelton, some of these cult experts. Right. They can tell you exactly how it's going to work because they all operate off the same playbook. Keith Raniere did the same thing. Jim Jones did the same thing. They are not creative people. They all operate off the same handbook.
So
you can absolutely predict.
I get this. So with your insights into this, Lisa, what are you expecting? What are you anticipating will be the next steps for Donald Trump? I mean, were he Jim Jones, what would he be doing next?
Well, we all know how it ended down there in Guyana, don't we?
Yeah, but cults don't
it
always end up that
end
way.
Well.
I mean, Scientology's leader hasn't committed suicide. The perfect master, I forget his name now. That little kid when he was 16 back in the 70s, he's still around. The Maharishi died at an old age. I'm not sure you'd call that a cult, TM, but whatever.
It never ends well for the members. They may not all commit mass suicide or be coerced into doing something like that. But it does not end well. You can talk to any ex-Scientology member and find out how they were beaten, abused, kept in trailers out at the gold base.
Yeah, no, and, I've seen the documentaries.
Yeah. So you're familiar and you're educated.
So
does that mean that
Trump is going to just continue to deteriorate, or that he will have that he will be successful in drawing new members to his cult?
I don't know how successful he can be in drawing new members, but the ones he has are going to double down.
Right.
He will never concede that he lost the election, any election. 2020, 2024 is always going to be rigged. Anytime something looks like it's against him, it's because it was rigged. It's unfair.
Right.
Everyone's against him.
Yeah.
It's always someone else's fault because that's how they operate. And I would be really careful. Family members, you know, that are devout MAGA members, these people showing up at his rallies, I would be very concerned about them and for their well-being. And I would also tell people, you know, it's fun to make fun of these people, but think of them as cult members.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy. It really is.
Yeah.
And the only way we can get past this is to do a mass cult deprogramming.
Yeah.
That's what is required.
I get that. I completely get that.
Yeah.
Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very insightful. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How's Tom Hartman?
I'm fine. Greed has no heart, Gary. What's up?
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to. You asked what do we think about you were being concerned, like you're about how things are going, right?
Yeah,
I think we need to. My current view, and I hope the debates change it, but my current view is Mr. Biden is in big trouble.
Because
especially in Michigan and Pennsylvania, which will decide the election.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have, and this is my view, when you have, and that lady had a point, the previous caller, when you have a cult following like he has, facts don't matter.
Yeah, it's true.
Facts don't matter. They just don't matter. And we can't go on like this. Too. A lot of the American people, in my view, good people, probably better than me, they need to wake up.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. Now, I hope that the page change that, but he's behind in Michigan, and he's behind in Pennsylvania by three. And the polls are pretty accurate.
Right. You want proof of that, Gary. You know, incumbents never agree to debates unless they're behind.
Say that again?
The only reason incumbent will agree to a debate is because they believe that they're behind, and the debate is essentially a Hail Mary. It's an effort to get ahead again.
Is that what you're saying is happening?
I am, yes. I'm speculating, but yes.
I agree.
I think Biden's reading the same polls the rest of us are.
I totally agree with that. And in closing, I heard this quote, and it makes sense to me. Progress is, and I believe it, progress is possible. This isn't mine. Progress is possible, but it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, one would hope that, you know, progress comes along. Gary, thank you so much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We will be back with more of your calls in just a moment. The Menendez corruption trial is in jury selection right now. This guy should resign from Congress and let New Jersey replace him with a good Democrat. I mean, he's even talking about running for re-election. This could throw the Senate to the Republicans. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, even if Menendez is found not guilty or has a hung jury, he's politically radioactive.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
History buffs and music enthusiasts, discover Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill in downtown Waukesha. Founded in 1948 by Les Paul's brother and father, Ralph and George Polfus, this is where Les Paul himself kicked off his iconic career with Mary Ford. Enjoy happy hour Tuesday through Friday, starting at 2, featuring 20 tabs of both domestic favorites and craft brews. With open mic Mondays, music bingo Thursdays, and karaoke Fridays, Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Check him out at clubwaukesha.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
The WAUK Big Deals store is now open. Click the Big Deals tab at WAUKradio.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know, I know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Andy in Central Coast, California. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Andy,
for all your rants, my favorite part of the program. So I want to answer your question at the top of the hour about whether the fix is in or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is.
On the trial.
I think we're seeing, on the trial. I think what we're seeing is the former guy's pivot after getting hit on the nose with a rolled-up newspaper by Justice Mershon. And, there's reporting that he's writing the script for all of the Washington politicians that have come up to support him. And it'll be really interesting to see if the prosecutors call him out on this and go for more sanctions.
I agree. You know, they can't go after the members of Congress because of the speech and debate clause, which says that while Congress is in session, technically they'd have to be in the Capitol building, but, it's really never been finally diced by the Supreme Court. But while Congress is in session, they cannot be held responsible for crimes that they commit, essentially. So, this is going to get interesting.
Right. Swift move by the former guy, but, hopefully he'll get busted for that, too. And then just one other thing about the debates. A lot of people around me are really worried that the other guy's going to win. And I actually think Biden and his campaign team, they're just leaving nothing to chance here. They can't. They have to show up big in every forum. And I think it's great that they're not going to have an audience for a live audience for the debate. I also think if they can do this thing with cutting off the microphone after one candidate speaks, then we should have a real debate.
I agree. I would actually like to see something like the Nixon-Kennedy debates, where it's kind of long form and people actually can make their point and reinforce it and back it up, and the other side can rebut it. And I mean, that was I re-listened to a good chunk of the Nixon-Kennedy debates, maybe 6 months ago. In fact, I played part of it on the air here. That was a solid debate. I mean, with real issues. And this whole, this debate commission that's basically owned by the media, they've just been going for glitz and glamour and, flash. And I think, Biden's letter called him out for it. Good on him.
Yeah. And the media is complicit in this whole thing. And, I believe that Biden can make the former guy sweat just like Kennedy made Nixon sweat.
I agree. Andy, thank you. Thank you. Very thoughtful. I appreciate that. Jim in Lake Isabella, California. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Many kudos for what you do.
Thank you.
The other day, I'm not feeling well, but I was up early listening to Morning Joe, and there was a quick blurb about shortly after Congress approved the military aid for Ukraine, that there were reports out of some NATO countries that Putin was sending mercenary-like characters into the NATO countries and performing acts of arson and sabotage to any factories or companies that were helping the war effort in Ukraine. Have you heard anything about that?
I did see a report to that effect maybe a month ago. I haven't seen any corroboration or follow-up on it.
Well, they're mercenaries, so they're not wearing a uniform. But they're basically spies. If they identify them as being Russian-related, is that going to trigger a NATO reaction?
I doubt it. I think it would take an explicit violation of territory. But yeah, that's the kind of passive aggressive stuff that would make a lot of sense that Putin would do, and thus avoid.
Especially right after the approval of the military aid to Ukraine, too.
Correct, and thus avoid a response from NATO. Interesting. Jim, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up and putting that back on my radar screen. I had forgotten. Appreciate it. Glenn in San Clemente, California. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Well, the big issue for me isn't Stormy Daniels. It's that Trump, he was on TV telling him to go to the Capitol to fight like hell. Mm-hmm. The election's rigged. That's the trial I wanted to see, what he did behind the scenes. And, I mean, there's plenty of evidence for me. I know he was involved. And
it's possible we may still see that, Glenn. I mean, the Supreme Court, in theory, should be, by the end of June, should be releasing their decision on the Trump immunity. And that would then presumably pave the way for the trial to continue. Although the Supreme Court has the discretion, they can wait until after the election to release their opinion.
Well, you're talking about congressmen being bought off. I don't have much hope for the Supreme Court after I see all the gifts, Clarence Thomas has been receiving from all of them. They're all in it together. I agree with that other caller.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a cult. They're afraid of losing their white privilege. That's really what it is. They want to close the border because they think the country's going to be overrun with people that aren't white that are going to start telling them what to do. And they are racist.
Yeah,
and
we've had this strain of white supremacist, nativist racism as, at the core of our country, literally since the founding of our republic.
And that's correct.
They're the heritage.
Yeah, they're the Heritage Foundation. They think white people run this country, and they're afraid of losing it. And that's a lot of what's behind why they like Trump so much.
Yeah,
and
it's not even like there's an economic or a legitimate, actual identifiable fear. It's more status, I think, a fear of loss of status. And you
that's
see these
correct.
These right wingers, in their podcasts and stuff, freaking out about the fact that black people are now in commercials. The AIDS drugs that are advertised on TV show a gay couple kissing, and particularly an interracial gay couple. Oh my God! Oh my God! I think you're absolutely
Christians.
Right. No, they're not.
Yeah,
they claim to be, but they're the people that Jesus would have driven out of the temple. Glenn, thank you very much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Shushila Jayapal, Pramila's sister, who's running for Congress right here where I live. Oh, that'll be at the bottom of the hour? Okay, so that'll be in 30 minutes. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.